Welcome back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, purify our hearts. Holy Spirit, burn like fire and save us from ourselves. Teach us to give you appropriate and loving grace-filled thanks. Tomorrow is the feast day of St. John Paul II. Since there's no memorials or anything, I wanted to move the memorial that we would have had if it weren't a Sunday, because it's a really beautiful and important memorial of the North American martyrs, and celebrate them today instead. Here we are on this happy Tuesday afternoon, trying to do something like morning prayer. We're late, but that's okay. Yesterday, this online apostolate was attacked. Not this precise one, which is nested in Faith, Hope, Love Ministry, but my one that uses knowledge sharing ministry on knowledge sharing social media ministry on Quora. It was viciously attacked and destroyed in about 20. Okay, destroyed is a harsh word. Nothing's ever really gone on a social media like Quora. It can all be brought back, but they took down everything, or virtually everything that I've done, and banned me. So I don't know what their deal is. Everyone, including Catholics who dissent from church teaching, agrees that I'm very sweet and very easy to get along with when I communicate with people on that platform. So it was not one of those types of conflicts. I think that there's some aspect of religious persecution or just an attack from Satan, perhaps. Or religious bias, maybe, is a better way of putting it. So I'm praying and praying and praying that God will resolve this and restore that ministry, since I knew it was fruitful and I knew that it helped evangelize even thousands of people. You know, we're just getting there, and even when you're doing passive work, and the work that you've already done is still working because of the way that God uses the Quora algorithm to hook it up with people who are searching for those questions. So it's very important that we get those answers and those things and those posts and those divine office posts. We try to stand up for that because that's also God's work, and get it restored. Anyway, I will keep you apprised sometimes of how that is going. In the meantime, we continue our journey toward the end of the liturgical year of prayer, praying together. Journey, continue to pray together and journey together. To you I call, for you will surely heed, O God. Turn your ear to me. Guard me as the apple of your eye. In the shadow of your wings, protect me. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, teach us to pray, save us in the whole world. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray through the blood of Christ. Pray. Teach us to pray in us and with us, O Lord. To you I call, for you will surely heed me, O God. Turn your ear toward me, hear my words, guard me as the apple of your eye. In the shadow of your wings, protect me. And we're going to try to pray some of our morning prayers. I hope that they're good psalms today. Tuesday. The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord. Psalm 124. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who we shall stand in his holy place. The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of Armies, he is the King of Glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we ask that you defend our interests in this earthly city, that you make us aware of what's going on in our world, and that you make us able to respond to it in the Spirit of Christ and in the wisdom of Christ in the Church. Take care to help our mindsets continue to get better and healthier and better and better. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. We praise you, we thank you, Lord. The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord. Praise the eternal King in all your deeds. Blessed be the Lord who lives forever, because his kingdom lasts for all ages. For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the netherworld. He brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand. Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles, for though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there. Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever. He scourged you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles among whom you have been scattered, when you turn back to him with all your heart to do what is right before him. Then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you. Praise the eternal King in all your deeds. So now consider what he has done for you and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of the ages. In the land of my exile, I praise him and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners. Do the right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy. As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all men speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, God the Word, save us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. How good to sing praise to our God. How pleasant to give fitting praise. And I'll just add a comment here that it's meant to be something that helps us psychologically, that helps us spiritually. That's one of the main reasons God desires to be praised so much. And then Psalm 147, we will continue praying. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and gathers the dispersed of Israel, healing the brokenhearted and binding up their wounds. He numbers the stars and gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord, vast in power, with wisdom beyond measure. The Lord gives aid to the poor, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, with the lyre make music to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, provides rain for the earth, makes grass shoot, sprout on the mountains, who gives animals their food and young ravens what they cry for. He takes no delight in the strength of horses, no pleasure in the runner's stride. Rather, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his mercy. Glorify the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, offer praise to your God, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. Bless your children within you. He brings peace to your borders and satisfies you with finest wheat. He sends his command to earth. His word runs swiftly. Thus he makes the snow like wool and spreads the frost like ash. He disperses hail like crumbs. Who can withstand his cold? His cold. Yet, when again he issues his command, it melts them. He raises his winds and the waters flow. He proclaims his word to Jacob, his statutes and laws to Israel. He has not done this to any other nation. Of such laws they know nothing. Hallelujah! Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, we ask you to pour out your Holy Spirit of consolation and wisdom upon us, to make us able to praise you, and to recognize why praising you is supposed to be pleasant, pleasing to you and to us, and saving. In saving to us, sometimes even saving our lives. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Tuesday, a reading from the book of Esther. This will be our office reading. Chapter 4, 1 through 16. Hangman seeks the destruction of the Jews. When Mordecai learned that the Jewish people were to be destroyed, he tore his garments, put on sackcloth and ashes, and walked through the city, crying out loudly and bitterly, till he came before the royal gate, which no one clothed in sackcloth might enter. Likewise, in each of the provinces, wherever the king's legal enactment reached, the Jews went into deep mourning, with fasting, weeping, and lamentation, and lament. They all slept on sackcloth and ashes. Queen Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her. Overwhelmed with anguish, she sent garments for Mordecai to put on, so that he might take off his sackcloth, but he refused. Esther then summoned Hatshepsut, one of the king's eunuchs, whom he had placed at her service, and commanded him to find out what this action of Mordecai meant and the reason for it. So Hatshepsut went out to Mordecai in the public square in front of the royal gate, and Mordecai told him all that had happened, as well as the exact amount of silver Haman had promised to pay to the royal treasury for the slaughter of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the written decree for their destruction, which had been promulgated in Susa, to show and explain to Esther. He was to instruct her to go to the king. She was to plead and intercede with him on behalf of her people. "Remember the days of your lowly estate," Mordecai had him say, "when you were brought up in my charge. For Haman, who is second to the king, has asked for our death. Invoke the Lord and speak to the king for us. Save us from death." Hatshepsut returned to Esther and told her what Mordecai had said. Then Esther replied to Hatshepsut and gave him this message from Mordecai: "All the servants of the king and the peoples of his provinces know that any man or woman who goes to the king in the inner court without being summoned suffers the automatic death penalty, unless the king extends to him the golden scepter, thus sparing his life. Now, as for me, I have not been summoned to the king for 30 days. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he had this reply brought to her: "Do not imagine that because you are in the king's palace, you alone of all the Jews will escape. Even if you now remain silent, relief and deliverance will come to the Jews from another source, but you and your father's house will perish. Who knows but that it was for a time like this that you obtained the royal dignity?" Esther sent back to Mordecai the response: "Go and assemble all the Jews who are in Susa. Fast on my behalf. Fast on my behalf, all of you, not eating or drinking, night or day, for 3 days. I and my maids will also fast in the same way. Thus prepared, I will go to the king, contrary to the law. If I perish, I perish." Mordecai went away and did exactly as Esther had commanded. Responsory prayer. I have never trusted in anyone but you, O God of Israel. Despite your anger, you will be compassionate and forgive the sins of those in distress. Beautiful prayer, right? Lord, God of heaven and earth, have pity on the humiliation of our people. Despite your anger, you will be compassionate and forgive all the sins of those in distress. Second reading from a letter to Proba by St. Augustine, Bishop, on the Lord's Prayer. We need to use words so that we may remind ourselves to carefully consider what we are asking, not so that we may think we can instruct the Lord or prevail on him. Thus, when we say, "Hallowed be your name," we are in fact reminding ourselves to desire that his name, which is in fact always holy, should also be considered holy among men. I mean that it should not be held in contempt. But this is a help for men, not for God. And as for our saying, "Your kingdom come," it will surely come whether we will it or not, but we are stirring up our desires for the kingdom so that it can come to us and we can deserve to reign there. When we say, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," we are asking him to make us obedient to that, so that his will may be done in us as it is done in heaven by his angels. When we say, "Give us this day our daily bread," in saying "this day," we mean "in this world," for we ask for a sufficiency by specifying the most important part of it. That is, we use the word "bread" to stand for everything, or else we are asking for the sacrament of the faithful, which is necessary in this world, not to gain temporal happiness, but to gain the happiness that is everlasting. When we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, we are reminding ourselves of what we must ask and what we must do in order to be worthy to, in turn, to receive. When we say, lead us not into temptation, we are reminding ourselves to ask that his help may not depart from us. Otherwise, we could be seduced and consent to some temptation or despair and yield to it. When we say, deliver us from evil, we are reminding ourselves to reflect on the fact that we do not yet enjoy the state of blessedness in which we shall suffer no evil. This is the final petition contained in the Lord's Prayer. And it has a wide application. In this petition, the Christian can utter his cries of sorrow. In it, he can shed his tears, and through it, he can begin, continue, and conclude his prayer. Whatever the distress in which he finds himself, yes, it was very appropriate that all these truths should be entrusted to us to remember in these very words. Whatever be the other words we may prefer to say, words which the one praying chooses so that his disposition may become clearer to himself, or which he simply adopts so that his disposition may be intensified. We say nothing that is not contained in the Lord's Prayer, provided, of course, we are praying in a correct and proper way. But if anyone says something that is incompatible with this prayer of the gospel, he is praying in the flesh, even if he is not praying sinfully. And yet I do not know how this could be termed anything but sinful. Sinful, since those who are born again through the Spirit ought to pray only in the Spirit. Responsory prayer. May the Lord hear your prayers and make peace with you. May the Lord God never abandon you in time of evil. May he give to all of you a heart to worship him and to do his will. May the Lord God never abandon you in time of evil. God has raised up for us a mighty Savior, as he promised through the words of his holy prophets. And actually, I do want to celebrate our great saints today with our other office reading from the spiritual diaries of Saint John du Bouffay, priest and martyr. So these were Jesuit priests who were killed. 8 Jesuit priests killed in North America by the fearsome Huron and Iroquois tribes. They were tortured, and their blood became the seed of the North American Catholic Church that they tried to form with their words and actions as missionaries in between 1642 and 1649. For 2 days now, I have experienced a great desire to be a martyr and to endure all the torments the martyrs suffered. Jesus, my Lord and Savior, what can I give you in return for all the favors you have first conferred on me? I will take from your hand the cup of your sufferings and call on your name. I vow before your eternal Father and the Holy Spirit, before your most holy mother and her most chaste spouse, before the angels, apostles, and martyrs, before my beloved fathers, Saint Ignatius and Saint Francis Xavier, in truth, I vow to you, Jesus, my Savior, that as far as I have any strength, I will never fail to accept the grace of martyrdom, if some day you, in your infinite mercy, should offer it to me. Your most unworthy servant, I bind myself to this in this way, so that for the rest of my life, I will have neither permission nor freedom to refuse opportunities of dying and shedding my blood for you, unless at a particular juncture I should consider it more suitable for your glory to act otherwise at that time. Further, I bind myself to this, so that on receiving the blow of death, I shall accept it from your hands with the fullest delight and spirit of joy. For this reason, my beloved Jesus, and because of the surging joy which moves me, Here and now I offer my blood and body and life. May I die only for you, if you will grant me this grace. Since you willingly died for me, let me so live that you may grant me the gift of such a happy death. In this way, my God and Savior, I will take from your hand the cup of your sufferings and call on your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My God, it grieves me greatly that you are not known, and in this savage wilderness, all who have not been converted to you, that sin has not been driven from it. My God, even if all the brutal tortures which prisoners in this region must endure should fall upon me, I offer myself most willingly to them, and I alone shall suffer them all. Responsory Prayer. Through faith, the saints conquered kingdoms and did what was just. They secured promises and were strong in battle. All of them have won approval for their witness to the faith. God tried them and found them worthy of himself. All of them have won approval for their witness to the faith. God has raised up for us a mighty Savior, as he promised through the words of his holy prophets. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God has raised up for us a mighty Savior, as he promised through the words of his holy prophets. Intercessions. Beloved brothers and sisters, we share a heavenly calling under Christ our High Priest. With the martyrs, let us praise him with shouts of joy. Lord, our God and our Savior. Almighty King, through baptism you conferred on us a royal priesthood. Inspire us to offer you a continual sacrifice of praise. Help us to keep your commandments, that through the power of the Holy Spirit we may live in you and you in us. Give us your eternal wisdom to be with us today and to guide us. May our companions today be free of sorrow and filled with joy. Your martyrs profess their faith by shedding their blood. Give us a faith, O Lord, that is constant and pure. Your martyrs washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb. Help us to avoid the weaknesses of the flesh and worldly allurements. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, you consecrated the first beginnings of the faith in North America by the preaching and martyrdom of Saint John and Isaac and their companions. By the help of their prayers, may the Christian faith continue to grow throughout the world. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life, and bring us happiness and joy. Oh God, please help us. And it's a year of hope, so let's pray for the plenary indulgence. Let's ask God, through the intercession of the Church, to grant us this gift of the plenary indulgence for ourselves or for a holy soul in purgatory, as we pray for the Holy Father, Pope Leo, who mediates this indulgence and makes it possible, you know, sets the rules and everything by his prayers, guides us to do good works and prayers that make us meritorious and able to receive God's grace of the indulgence. And so we pray for his intentions for the month of October. Let us pray that believers in different religious traditions might work together to defend and promote peace, justice, and human fraternity. So basically it's an ecumenical themed intention, right? It's basically about ecumenicalism this month. That would be the technical term for that type of activity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pray God to grant this plenary indulgence to the soul in purgatory in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. At least on my behalf. That's what I do.